This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives has condemned hateful speech in all forms in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks that were deemed anti-Semitic by many. The vote was 407-23. Although it did not mention Democratic freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota by name, the vote was intended as a rebuke for comments she made at an event last week in which she suggested that Jewish or staunchly pro-Israel members of Congress have a dual loyalty to the United States and to Israel. The remarks came on the heels of a tweet that Omar made earlier this year about Jews and money while discussing the influence of the highly influential lobbying group American Israel Public Affairs Committee on lawmakers' policy decisions on Israel. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is suing the president's company for failing to pay his legal bills. We get details from AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen says the Trump Organization promised to pay his legal bills, but it stopped after federal agents seized the papers of the former Trump fixer last spring. Cohen's lawsuit says he was paid $1.7 million to cover legal costs, but since the payments stopped around the time he raised the possibility of cooperating with prosecutors, he's run up another $1.9 million in legal bills. Cohen's scheduled to report to prison in May to start serving a three-year sentence for tax crimes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations stemming from his role in hush money payments to Trump paramours. Warren Levinson, New York.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing the day in negative territory. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three dozen countries, including 28 EU members, called on Saudi Arabia Thursday to release 10 female activists and cooperate with a UN-led investigation into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at its Istanbul consulate. Francesca Lina of Reuters reports.
The detained women, some of whom campaigned for the right to drive, have allegedly been subject to electric shocks, flogging, sexual assaults, and other forms of torture.
We are particularly concerned about the use of the counterterrorism law and other national security provisions against individuals peacefully exercising their rights and freedoms.
The statement was also signed by Canada and Australia and marked the first move against the kingdom at the UN Human Rights Council since it was set up in 2006. Those in the non-signing camp included the USA, Turkey, Israel, and Switzerland. There was no immediate Saudi reaction.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Hundreds more men, women, and children trudged out of Baghouz, Syria Thursday, increasingly defiant that the Islamic State group's defeat was imminent. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces officials expressed hope that this latest exodus of both IS followers and those kidnapped or enslaved by the terror group would be the last. Meanwhile, across the globe, the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, General Joseph Votel, warned against any complacency in the fight against ISIS.
The ISIS population being evacuated from the remaining vestiges of the caliphate largely remain unrepentant, unbroken, and radicalized.
Over the past 4 days, more than 8,000 people have left Baghouz. U.S. officials, while confident that Islamic State's self-declared caliphate is in its final days, have warned that many more IS fighters could be lurking in tunnels beneath the village. A top French cardinal has announced his resignation after being found guilty of covering up a pedophilia scandal involving a priest in his diocese. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more on the verdict, issued shortly after a landmark sexual abuse summit at the Vatican.
In a statement to the media shortly after being handed a six-month suspended prison term, Cardinal Philippe Barbara said he would be submitting his resignation to Pope Francis within days. Barbara said independently of his personal fate, he wanted to express compassion for sexual abuse victims in his Diocese of Lyon. He said they and their families would be in his prayers.
Oui, je le confirme. J'assiste.
One of Barbara's lawyers, Jean-Félix Luciani, told French radio the cardinal would appeal the conviction.
Lisa Bryant from Paris. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.